communications through Tananarive. However, Flight Dynamics Officer Dave Reed says that radar tracking indicates the burn was performed on time and properly. We'll have to wait till we get to Carnarvon to verify this with the crew. We're about 45 minutes away now from the next maneuver, the CDH burn, or constant delta height burn. This is the maneuver that will allow Spider to start closing the range with Gumdrop. It will put Spider on the trajectory from which he will do his terminal phase initiation to rendezvous. Acquisition at Carnarvon at 96 hours, 31 and a half minutes. About 7 minutes from now. We'll come back up then. This is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 96 hours, 31 minutes. Spider and Gumdrop approaching Carnarvon. We'll find out here how that burn went. We'll go then into the Honeysuckle Pass, and we'll be sending up a backup CDH pad to the crew over Honeysuckle. We'll stand by for acquisition at Carnarvon.
Hello, Spider.
Telcom confirms staging.
How did it go?
Houston, this is Spider. How do you read?
I'm reading you 5 squared, Spider.
Hey, let me give you the CDH time. It's 965814.
Roger, copy 96 plus 58 plus 14, and that is a bias time. Affirmative?
Affirmative. That's the actual time we will perform CDH.
Raj, copy.
Houston, this is Spider. How do you read me?
I'm reading you loud and clear, Jim.
Okay, the staging went okay. We're staged. However, Gumdrop can't find us in his optics any longer, and we may have knocked out our tracking light.
Roger, Spider, copy.
Before we could see it flashing on our quads out here, and I don't see it flashing now, although the flash may have been reflected off of something on the descent stage.
Roger, understand, Spider.
Okay, and Houston, this is Spider. I forgot what I was going to ask you.
Hey, Houston, I know what I want to tell you. That burn we made was 40 feet per second, 40.0, in case you're interested.
Roger, and Spider, could you give me TIG and Delta VY?
Roger, the TIG of the burn was the TIG that you passed us on the pad for CSI, and Delta VY was zero.
Roger, Spider, thank you very much.
Roger, and our first solution after CDH, we have a 4 second early TPI.
Copy, Spider.
Houston, Gumdrop's reading you, but very weak.
You're coming in loud and clear to me, Gumdrop.
Okay.
Spider, this is Houston. The first cut at it, your CDH time looks real good, and could you give me an onboard RCS quantity?
Roger, onboard RCS is reading 8577.
Roger, 8577, thank you.
That was Rusty Schweikert taking a little dig at Gumdrop. Showing a range of 98.5 nautical miles and a range rate of 30 feet per second.
Okay, Spider Gumdrop, we're about 30 seconds LOS Carnarvon, and it'll be about a 2 minute break, and we'll see you over Honeysuckle with your S band volumes up.
Roger, Gumdrop.
This is Apollo Control. Carnarvon has LOS, but Honeysuckle will acquire in a minute or two. The crew's, Spider's crew, has come up with a solution that the CDH maneuver should be performed.
Spider Gumdrop, how about a
okay, we're at 98.5 miles and 10 feet per second. Roger, I did. That's pretty good. Yeah, you can just see me, huh?
About 10 minutes before the burn, 10 to 12 minutes before the burn. I can hold off if you want, but I'd like your solution as soon as you give it to me. Spider Gumdrop, 7 minutes is a little late. I've got to make a 140-degree maneuver at that time.
Okay, Dave, you go when you have to.
Okay.
Did you get a CDH time?
Roger, I have the time, but I haven't received any pay yet, have you?
Negative.
Okay.
They just said that they thought the time looked pretty good.
Okay.
Spider Gumdrop, Houston, we're working on the pad. We got about 4 minutes LOS here, and we'll try to have it.
Spider, if you didn't hear him, he said he's working on it. They'll probably have it before the LOS in 4 minutes.
Roger, we're not reading him.
Okay, I'll pick it up if you don't. I might as well do so.
I can have to do a lot of good tracking when it gets daylight.
But that's what we're built for.
You might copy down the whole pad this time. It's only three more lines past what you normally get.
Okay, I've been doing that all the way anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Roger.
And Spider Gumdrop, Houston, we're about a minute from LOS. We'll try to pick up our pad over the Huntsville around 4-7.
Roger, Houston. Gumdrop copies pad over Huntsville at 4-7. Can you transmit to Gumdrop from Huntsville?
Gumdrop transmit to Gumdrop House.
We have LOS at the Honeysuckle. The little bit of tracking we've been able to do on Spider since that CSI burn shows the Spider orbit at 138 by 113 nautical miles. As you heard, that CSI burn went well, performed at the time of the grounds pad, 96 hours, 16 minutes, 3 seconds, 40 feet per second. The LEM staged perfectly. However, there is a suspicion that during the staging, the tracking light may have been knocked out. Gumdrop reports he cannot see Spider through his optics at this range. We got onboard quantity readings for the two reaction control systems on Spider. Doing very well there. 85% remaining in this A system, 77% in the B system. The control officer here in the mission control room, and control is the name for the LAM guidance, navigation, and control officer. It's called GNC for the CSM, and his counterpart for the LAM is control. He reports the ascent engine looks in good shape for this next burn. The CDH burn will be performed by the APS, or ascent propulsion system. It will be the first burn for this engine. It'll be a short one, and Spider has come up with a solution on board showing an ignition time of 96 hours, 58 minutes, 14 seconds. That's in close enough agreement to the grounds that we'll probably allow them to burn at this time. We'll pass up a pad over the Huntsville. We have acquisition at the Huntsville now. We have not yet put in a call, nor have we heard any air-to-air conversation. If we burn at that time, we'll be out of contact. That burn would come between the Huntsville and the Redstone out over in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. We'll stand by for...
Oh, okay, here's the burn. Minus 3, 9, decimal 2, plus decimal 1, and minus 13...
Houston, do you read me?
Roger, Houston, Spider copies.
Roger, I just copied your solution. I have one that's pretty close to it, if you'd like to copy a CDH pad.
Roger, go.
All right, and Roger Gumdrop, 09658141400, minus 382, minus 009er, minus 151305, minus 381, minus 153. End of update.
Roger, 09658 1400, minus 382, minus 009er, minus 151. 3-0-5, minus 381, minus 153.
Spider, that is affirmative. The readback is correct.
Spider, number up here. I did not copy the ground.
That's affirmative.
Okay, I got the ground pad. I'll buy it. Just step more than I'd like.
Spider Gumdrop, we'll see over the Redstone at about 03.
Roger, Gumdrop, copy, Redstone 03.
This is Apollo Control, 96 hours, 53 minutes, Redstone has LOS. This CDH burn, 4 minutes, 55 seconds away from it now. We will not be in touch with Spider or with Gumdrop when Spider performs this maneuver. We'll have to wait till we get to Redstone and find out how it went. The ground solution agreed very closely to the onboard solution for this upcoming burn. Time was the same. Total delta V in the ground solution, 38.2 feet per second. The onboard solution came up 39.2. The crew will very probably burn their own solution. After this burn, the Spider will start catching up to Gumdrop so that they will be able to perform the terminal phase of this rendezvous. Redstone, due to acquire 97 hours, 2.5 minutes. We'll come back up then. This is Mission Control, Houston. At 97 hours, 2 minutes, and we're standing by to acquire at the Redstone to find out how this CDH burn has gone. This was to be another retrograde burn using the ascent propulsion system for the first time. We should be acquiring momentarily. We'll stand by.
Pan up, boy. Remember that beer we were talking about the other night? How high you want, Dave?
Very good, understand. Spider Houston, we're still showing the app's arm. Could you verify that?
Oh, gee. Yep. Thank you very much. Thank you, Houston.
Rod, you're welcome.
That was Jim McDivitt describing that app's burn.
Spider, this is Houston. Did you burn the solution that I heard you pass to Gumdrop?
I burned the pink solution, which is the one I passed to Gumdrop.
Very good. Understand you burned it and on the time.
That's affirmative.
Gumdrop, why don't you give me your message and we'll relay it to him.
Showing range 75 and a half miles, closing at 107 feet per second. These range rate readings are off the Spider's rendezvous radar.